Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm John White.
And I'm Jan Petterzelka.
And you all, it's April, so it's definitely a long to-do list here on events and programs that we are out about in town. So let me get through a couple of those before we start talking about produce today. If you have a chance and if you're driving around town and you want to catch the Rose Garden, it is definitely the season for that. The roses are completely in full bloom and you are in a great position today because you will have a guided tour of the Rose Garden by the Master Gardeners. So Master Gardeners will be out there today from noon until 3 p.m. So if you are around Copia and Aurora Streets in central El Paso, please make sure to stop by and say hello and learn all about those beautiful roses that are in the garden right now.
And if you can't come today, just a reminder that the Rose Garden is open every day. And if you need to detox a little bit, just go to that garden. It's just stupendous. I was there last week and then the week before, and I cannot believe how the blossoms have just exploded. This is the best time of the year of all to go and see the beauty of that garden. It really is a crown jewel for El Paso. So don't pass up that opportunity.
And tell them that we sent you.
Absolutely.
If you're out and about next week, please make sure you mark your calendars because the Master Gardeners will have an educational booth at the Earth Day celebration at downtown the San Jacinto Plaza with the City of El Paso. So they'll be there until 2 o'clock. That's next Saturday because it's already Earth Day. And then, of course, the last big event that we have coming up is Flora Fest that we're going to get into here shortly and on our next week's show as well to really break down the number of plants that we have out there. So
Flora Fest is April 27th, 28th.
The last weekend of the month. And
right.
We are great to go. Wonderful. So we got your calendars all marked up. And let's go ahead and go into our topic du jour. And as
what did you say?
Oh,
can you say that on radio?
Multilingual, John.
Can you say that on radio?
Right, exactly. Yes, John.
Oh, dear.
So we all know that after the long winter time, we're seeing more and more fruits and vegetables coming into season. So here's one thing that we have been working on, and it kind of leads into our topic for today. But the Master Gardeners are really excited to pair up with Whole Foods because we will be out having an educational booth on April the 18th, and that's the Thursday before the big holiday weekend. They'll have an educational booth from 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. It's a little short break there after school because the traffic just a little weird. The entire day, and as a community partner with Whole Foods, we'll be able to share information about gardening in El Paso, and as well as folks that have this huge, the foodies and the culinary folks that like to shop at Whole Foods. We're going to give you some really good information today on today's show. And I think one of the most important things is that as shoppers and consumers, we need to be aware of what these terms mean. We
Absolutely.
See this really
it gets
big
confusing.
Definitely. We see this big term of organic being sprayed around all of our produce section, and this is organic. Well, what does that mean? And I think that's really important for our listeners to know that we're not necessarily looking at a pesticide-free produce. Organic is just a method to be able to choose a select group of fertilizers, a select group of pesticides, a select group of herbicides that you can use in your implementation practices. So,
remember they did a study on Santa Fe Farmers Market, Santa Fe, New Mexico, which is, you know, typically you think of Santa Fe being kind of a pesticide-free, organic society over there. And the number one thing they wanted out of a farmer's market was fresh produce. They didn't particularly want it organic. They just said they wanted something fresh.
Exactly. So I think that's really great because I think people mislabel that. We see even in our own local farmer's markets, people will write on their stall or on their chalkboard organic, and that's completely wrong because the only folks that can name an organic farm or an organic grower is regulated by the USDA.
Right.
And we know that just because you're out there putting that word does not necessarily mean the truth. So you're exactly right. I think there's a lot of other terms that you can use, whether it's fresh, locally grown, or locally grown in El Paso or in our region, because all of those come into play as well as what the way that the food is, the freshness of that and the taste to that as well.
All right. When I was in Las Cruces, I worked with some of the Organic Commodity Commission in New Mexico and stuff, and some of the people from Washington came in, stuff like that, because they were developing their organic program. And you're right. Organic is a term used in marketing that people have to turn in all this paperwork and be certified. Inspectors have to come out and check their farm. All that kind of thing.
It takes a long time, is my understanding.
So if they use the word organic, they should be able to show you the paperwork that they've been certified organic.
Yes.
If they haven't, they're really not supposed to be using the term. So natural or, you know, like you said, something, pesticide-free, whatever you want to use. But if you use that term organic, you have to be certified.
Well, I think it's important, too, that we realize, we don't encourage the use of pesticides. We want you to use other more natural methods.
There are organic pesticides,
exactly.
Too.
Right.
There's different things. And I know, John, you've always shared with us that neem oil is a good one. And that is a natural pesticide. It's an organic pesticide. So those things are out there. We have to read and educate ourselves about these things.
I think a lot of people forget when you use an organic insecticide, or it doesn't target just the bad. It goes after any insect that's there, susceptible to this organic insecticide. That pollinating insect is going to succumb to that insect. Again, you have to identify your pest. Be very careful in what you use and target only that pest. Don't spray the whole garden for one bug.
And that's where that education comes in.
And a lot of times water, does as good a job as anything.
Right. Does the trick without going out and getting the heavy-duty stuff. And the other thing that I have found in chatting with people over the years, you've got to read the instructions. And don't think that more is better.
Right.
Because that really can become a problem. We say that with fertilizers as well. You've got to read the directions and follow them to the letter of the law, if you will. And you're going to have a whole lot more success if you do. And
they always say a successful gardener is one that leaves his footprints in the garden.
Right, in the garden.
you got to be out there.
I think an example of that, too, is we talked at our class on Saturday, this last Saturday, about we were talking about pollinators in my garden. Always, always, always. And it's a biennial, and it'll go to bolt after a couple of years. Leave it. Share it with and watch the butterflies come and lay their eggs. And the next thing you've got a swallowtail or a monarch
right.
On the plant.
And it's interesting to watch them. I mean, you can watch that thing develop into a butterfly. It's really the chrysalis and everything. It's exciting, and it will. It'll chomp away on that leftover parsley. You can always, plant another parsley. You can go to the Whole Foods thing and buy a parsley plant from them, and we'll show you how to plant it and what to do with it. So, it's about sharing. I really think it is. We've got to live in concert with one another.
And once you bring in your vegetables that you've harvested from your garden, it's really important to wash off any residue on there. So whether you applied a pesticide that needs to be labeled for that specific crop, for that specific vegetable that you're spraying, the really key thing on that label is the number of days before harvest on there. And if that window is not in that specific window, you should not be spraying that particular herbicide, pesticide as well. But once you harvest your vegetables and you bring them in, you want to make sure that you rinse them off thoroughly.
Well, and I think a lot of that, too, goes back to, we talk often about keeping our gardens clean and neat and tidy.
Right.
And keeping, residue up. If you've got tomato leaves, the lower leaves that, we often recommend, trimming those off and keeping that garden area clean. And that makes a big difference as well.
Yeah, for me, the only thing that's hands off is like bird droppings.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the only thing, really. Yeah, so I'm like, that one, I'll kind of, compost that or toss that one away.
Right.
I don't want to deal with the bird droppings on there. Anything else, whether it's soil, because there's a lot of those, soil-borne issues going on. It's always great to thoroughly wash your produce. And I like to use the warm water. Some products out on the market there that are some kind of derivative of a soap or mm-hmm. some kind of, you know, that you can use. That's up to you. Make your choice. But you want to make sure that you clean up that stuff before
you. Well, I'm not fond of biting into something and getting that gritty, you know.
Right.
And it, like you say, you wash the residue off from your garden. So that's another reason to flavor and taste from whatever vegetable you're harvesting. So
you didn't need some dirt as a kid, Jim?
Well, I did as a kid. I think that's what I'm thinking about, John.
You didn't have a mud pie?
Oh, exactly. And I think that a lot of that, you know, goes back to I think I've got a pretty good immune system. I'm just brushing off of a potato instead of, you know, disinfecting it to the point that I think we've kind of damaged our immune systems with those kinds of things as well because we're just not quite as tough as we used to be.
Here we are talking about garden safety, and I know that we've all munched on cherry tomatoes in the garden as we visited different places.
Mine don't get in the house.
It's kind of ironic. Rub it off on your jeans.
That's right.
It's all good.
And my jeans aren't very clean either. But.
Right, to begin with. And I think on one, you know, buyer beware, we kind of talk about going back to the grocery store. I think it's important to note that there is no scientific evidence linking the fact that organically grown produce is higher in a nutritional value than non-organic produce. There's just no link to that. So I think it's also important that you don't make those purchasing decisions based on those nutritional mm-hmm. levels. Goes back to what John was saying at the beginning of the show, locally grown produce, fruits and vegetables that are able to ripen on the tree or on the vine are just going to have more of those flavor compounds develop because you don't have to ship it that far. Harvest it and take it to the market.
And if you go to the farmer's market and the farmer's there, you know, spend some time talking to them. Ask them, when did you harvest these things?
Right.
Give them a lot of questions and you get a little more comfortable with that person that's selling you the trust level and then mm-hmm. you kind of look for him each time you come to the farmer's market.
Right, exactly. He's going to give you the heads up, too, when other things in his garden or on his farm are coming into season as well.
And you know, I often wondered in the grocery stores, how long does it take? You know, these things cannot be harvested when they're totally ripe.
Oh, right.
There's no way. Yeah. The time and the effort and the shipping and all of that kind of stuff is just... And I guess maybe that's why some of them taste like sawdust when you bite into a tomato.
Exactly. So ever the more reason for you all to start your own garden.
Absolutely.
Grow your own vegetables. And if you can't grow or you don't want to grow your own vegetables, support your local farmers.
Farmers Market. Absolutely.
Wonderful. So
and Denise and the Master Gardeners will help you get a garden started.
Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely. We'll teach you how.
It's a painstaking process.
And they're at Artovino's. They're at the downtown market, different places.
All so over the place. Mm-hmm. Yes, and we also have the Escalante Park Teaching and Demonstration Garden where we hope that you come by, visit us, get some inspiration. To do
Absolutely.
It yourself. So definitely.
Can I bring my harvest basket?
For you, John, any.
Yes, John, for you, you can. No, we got to taste what we're growing, right? It's always
Absolutely.
A good thing.
We need taste testers all the time.
Very good. Well, we want to thank you for listening to today's show. And if you have additional questions or comments, please visit the Master Gardener Help Desk at 771-2354 or online at txmg.org/El Paso. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm John White.
And I'm Jan Petterzelka.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden
good to grow.